I missed a note there. And welcome to Very Amusing, your one-stop shop for the stories, secrets, and shenanigans of a popcorn-fueled theme park journalist. I'm Carly Wiesel, and I am happy to report that I am on the mend. I posted a few days ago that I hurt my back. I ended up pulling two muscles under my ribs in my back. Let me tell you, inconvenient spot to be pulling muscles. I also inflamed a joint. I don't know. I learned the hard way I'm doing kettlebell swings wrong. I carried Pearl through the entirety of the queue of Mater's Junkyard Jamboree, and I just did too much on my soft, weak body, and I just kind of blew out half of my ribs. Now, the good news is that I was quoted 3 to 4 weeks recovery, which simply will not work for me. I cannot go that long without being active and exercising and being able to breathe without pain, because breathing with pulling muscles in your ribs, not great. However, I am less than a week since that injury, and I feel almost back to normal. I don't even want to jinx it, but I'm feeling really good. I woke up today, this is Monday when I'm recording this, and was like, oh my gosh, I think I'm almost there. Now, I can't twist, and I can't pick up Pearl, but otherwise, I sat at my desk and wasn't in pain. I've been walking around, I wasn't in pain, so I'm so grateful, and oh my gosh, just to be like, If you live a life regularly without pain, just enjoy it, because it's not always guaranteed and age will get you at a certain point. And I just am so grateful to be feeling good-ish once again. If you follow me online, you know that I was supposed to be at Epic Universe this weekend. And unrelated to my back injury, I was not able to make it work. Now, this is a little bit of gossip. I'm dropping a little gossip in the front of the show because it already happened, so I feel like it's fine. Originally, I was supposed to see Epic Universe the week before. The media event was supposed to be the last weekend in March. And less than 2 weeks before, they emailed everyone and were like, just kidding, we're actually shifting it a week forward. So, because of that, like, I couldn't get childcare for this past weekend. I just couldn't cobble it together. I couldn't make it work, very, very sadly. But everything is meant to be a certain way for a reason. It is out of my control because, as I mentioned, I hurt my back. I wouldn't have been able to go anyway. And it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that this week's episode was going to be an Epic Universe recap because I was supposed to be there this past weekend. But it's actually a good thing that we're not doing that this week, because I have been meaning to do this episode for weeks and weeks and weeks, and it just didn't fit in. And now finally, we are doing it with even more news to share with you, because there's an unbelievable amount of stuff that we have not discussed that you probably haven't seen, because so much random stuff has been coming out, and sometimes it's only on Twitter, and sometimes it's only here, and sometimes it's only there. So I'm thrilled to be able to share all of this with you on today's episode. Truly, while putting this together, there were 3 or 4 times where I was like, wait, I did not know that that was even announced. So if me, who's on top of this stuff, was shocked by a handful of items, I guarantee there's stuff in here you did not know about. And I'm so grateful that the way things shook out, we're able to focus on this week and then have a lot of very, very special travel-related episodes coming up soon, because I have a lot of trips coming up and I cannot wait to share all of that with you. So stick around. There's so much ahead. I'm truly beyond excited that this is the way it worked out, because there's so many things I have to tell you about. Even Goofy and Duffy and Shelley Mae. Okay, we'll take a break, take a quick break, and then we'll be back with so much Disneyland, Disney World news that you probably haven't heard about that I am so excited to yell at you. Stick around, we will be right back.
This weekend only at Macy's, it's our lowest prices of spring. How low? Diamond rings, pendants, and earrings, only $399, originally $1,500. Ninja blenders, now $89.99. And $395 men's designer suits, only $99.99. So if you're wondering why you should shop Macy's lowest prices sale, well, the name pretty much says it all. It's our lowest prices for one weekend only. Starts tomorrow at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Welcome back. This week, we are talking all about major and minor Disneyland and Disney World news. And I'm going to be real with you. I originally scheduled this episode out to also include Universal Orlando Resort and Universal Studios Hollywood. And there was just too much Disney news that I kept it to Disney. I mean, if you haven't seen some of this, I don't know. It's been scattered across the internet. Blame it on the algorithm. Blame it on too much little news at once. But this week, we are going to tell you everything you need to know that you may have missed in the last few weeks when it comes to Disney announcements. We are running down all of the new news this week to catch you up because, like I said in the intro, I guarantee there is something in here you missed because there are plenty of things that I missed on my own end. I usually don't dedicate a full episode to news on Very Amusing, but it was piling up in a way where week after week, I was like, oh, I should do a news segment in the beginning. Like, oh, I should do maybe an extended news bit here. Like, oh, I shouldn't forget to mention this and this and this. And it has stacked up so much that now we're tackling all of it. We just got to acknowledge all of it because it's getting lost out there. There is truly, like, I didn't tally it before. I probably will title the episode as like, and whatever amount of news you didn't hear, but there's so much, it's blowing my mind. So let's just get started. And we're going to start with Disneyland. Because do you remember a few weeks ago online when I fully had a tiny meltdown over them removing the Disney Junior dance party right before it gets hot in California? Remember me being like, where am I supposed to put my toddler? My toddler who doesn't understand you have to drink more water when it's hot out and I'm very, very worried about them and gets bright red and it makes me very nervous with how red they get when it's hot out? Ends up, I just overreacted because a very short while later, they announced a Disney Junior Mickey Mouse Clubhouse live show that will be replacing the old Disney Junior dance party at Disney California Adventure at Disney Theater. I didn't know the room was called Disney Theater. It's that space where they do the Disney Junior thing. That is the best, there's a much better way to describe it. The Disney Junior space, you know, near Carthay is much more descriptive than Disney Theater. But that space at Disney California Adventure will welcome this new show on May 16th, 2025. Now, the premise of the show is actually quite interesting. It's that Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse are welcoming guests to Mickey's house. Also, like, hosting a party at your boyfriend's house, kind of a big deal. They're welcoming guests to his house for a fun-filled party, and Goofy, Daisy, and Pluto, I guess, just don't show up. So then the show is that Mickey and Minnie are taking the party on the road to find them, ultimately uniting everyone for a high-energy finale. Honestly, kind of into it. I want to see what this looks like. And also, if this puts Mickey and Minnie in a car on stage, it'll make up for that one scene in Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railroad that makes me feel crazy every time. You know where you're going and they're on your right-hand side and it's Mickey and Minnie in a car and their heads just look like they're snow globes? They're just big ol' orbs? It's like Madame Leota, but Mickey and Minnie's heads. I do not like that. I do not like the way they're rendered in that scene. I think it looks absolutely nutso. And so if this puts them in a car and kind of like rewrite that memory in my brain, I'm not going to complain. I'm going to be all in for it. And I will be checking it out this summer because it's only April. I'm recording this April 7th. You're listening to this April 9th. It's already very hot in LA. So thank goodness they saved our summer. Thank you, Disneyland, for saving summer. Even if I don't love that you basically seat people in each other's laps when you're filling in this room, I get it. You gotta fill all available space. Don't love it. Don't love sitting on top of other people's children. Makes me nervous. I don't know. You're just kind of like crammed in there on top of each other. I don't love it. I'm a little claustrophobic, but regardless, I will be literally seated when this show debuts. Now, if that date sounds familiar, May 16th, 2025, it's because it's when all of the Disneyland 70th festivities begin. And to remind you once again about what is in store, the 70th anniversary of Disneyland starts on May 16th. Paint the Night is coming back to Disneyland, thank goodness. And over at Disneyland, there's also going to be a daytime cavalcade, the Celebrate Happy Cavalcade. And I think I don't see how it's possible that we haven't discussed this here. But this cavalcade is huge news, huge, 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 huge news to listeners of Very Amusing, because this cavalcade will have Duffy and Shelly Mae. That's right. Duffy and Shelly Mae are going to be setting their padded, puffy little bare feet on Disneyland soil. The fact that I can go to Disneyland for a year and see Duffy and Shelly Mae in the park, American Park stateside daily, is absolutely blowing my mind. Will I be rushing this parade and get banned from Disneyland for life? Will I actually see the inside of Disney jail because of my endless passion for Duffy and Friends? Honestly, I might take the hit. Because if I run fast enough and I get to hug Duffy and then they peel me away, it'll be worth it. I just want to hug Duffy on American soil. That's all I want. The last time I got to do it was at hosting the Duffy panel at D23. I know other people have seen Santa Duffy. Listen, I don't celebrate Christmas, so while I love Santa Duffy, that doesn't do it for me as much. But the fact that they're here, oh, heaven. Now, I will say, the fine print is a little fine printy. The language is, you may even spot Duffy and Shelly May. You may? You may? Honey, do not tempt me. If Duffy and Shelly May are within a 50-mile radius, I will be glaring at them. You gotta guarantee they will be there. Thank goodness I have a magic key and I can drive anytime I want to Disneyland. I mean, a reservation calendar pending. But still, the fact that they are there, I will be, I'm gonna fully be like jogging along the parade, just being like, Duffy! Duffy! I'm gonna be the worst version of myself when they arrive in the very best way, because I cannot wait. I know it's like, wow, so much is happening for the 70th. To me, it's like, wow, Duffy's coming to the party. It's like if a celebrity is coming to a party and you're trying to act normal, I cannot act normal and I cannot wait. Now, also as part of the 70th, we have World of Color Happiness at Disney California Adventure and Better Together, a Pixar Pals celebration parade, also at DCA. I'm more entertainment over less. That's what I'm going to say. Into it, none of them really rile me up like Duffy being in a cavalcade, but still excited about it. Very cool. No complaints there. With all of this coming out, I also got to mention, okay, I don't know if I should talk about this or not, but I'm itching to, and I'm going to be a little vague because I genuinely don't know if I'm supposed to talk about this or not. I recently, as you know, last week, I went to Disneyland at Disney California Adventure with my child, and afterwards I got a survey, and I always take a survey because I'm always quite curious about what they're going to be asking. Now, when Universal Studios sends out a survey, there's like kind of an NDA situation in front of it where it's like, do not share this on social media, okay? And I get a little like, It's like frightening. You're like, oh, okay, I won't tell anyone, except like I'll text like probably Brooke and Scott and that's it. Not to implicate them, alas, but I filled out a Disneyland one and this really interesting thing happened at the end. And I'm not going to say what the survey was, but it was a survey format that I had not done before. I did the whole survey and then they were like, thanks, bestie. Can you do one more question for us? And I'm always like, sure, in case it's something special and unique. And it was. It was a type of survey question that I had not really filled out before. It was kind of in depth. It was interesting. I actually kind of had fun filling it out. It was like a great way to provide feedback. But then after I did this whole like ranking thing at the end, they asked me one singular follow-up question. One follow-up question. And it was about Hyperion Theater. And it really kind of planted a bug in my brain being like, because I wrote an essay back about how I'm furious that there is no show in Hyperion Theater because you can't charge this price for tickets for California Adventure. And one of the main things that sets California Adventure apart from Disneyland is the fact that they had a live Broadway-style Disney staged show daily. And also in summer, especially with the way global warming is going, with the way heat is going, having an air-conditioned space where you could see an hour of entertainment, peak Disney, high caliber performance. Like you could see that and escape the sun for a full hour. Something that the only other option at DCA to escape the sun for an hour and be entertained is like what, the plaques on the wall and the Soarin' queue? Like there's really nothing like that fully indoors entertainment. And I wrote a whole 500 word essay. You bet I did. This is how I spend my time. This is like truly how I spend my free time. And then I'm like, oh no, I have no time to like exercise and get dressed and shower. Anyway, I really planted this thing about the Hyperion in my brain. And now I feel like I can't talk about the 70th without being like, wouldn't it have been cool if they had an entirely original staged show in the Hyperion to open for the 70th? Maybe like a Disneyland history style show, maybe like one of the reviews that they do on Disney Cruise Line, maybe kind of like that, taking us through the different, like maybe it's like a Mouseketeers through the ages. Like, wouldn't it have been awesome if they did something in the Hyperion for the 70th? And I feel like I can't talk about or praise the 70th anymore without acknowledging that that would have been rad. But still, I'm excited about the 70th, but I had to say that because it seems like it would have been awesome if there was a show to honor Disneyland's history in that way. Now, aside from things that I've decided to have feelings about out of nowhere, there are other things coming to Disneyland that are tied to the 70th and summertime kind of all together. There are some ride updates I want to share with you. Miguel and Dante from Coco are being added to It's a Small World. Fully missed that on my end. Maybe it was like on TikTok and it just boop disappeared, but fully missed that for me. Small World is currently closed and will reopen sometime soon. And there are also updates coming to Toy Story Midway Mania. There is also a Pixar Pals Playtime Party coming to the Fantasyland Theater at Disneyland for a limited time starting May 23rd. There's going to be interactive games and activities inspired by Pixar characters, but I'm just happy that there's something on that stage because I've been eating food near there. I'm eating a sad baked potato on those benches being like, can we be entered? Like, why is this? People are just sitting there being like waiting to be immersed in something. So I am thrilled about it. I mean, I love a baked potato. I just want shows and want more entertainment. And I'm happy that this is coming so soon, May 23rd. There's also Stitch's Interplanetary Beach Party Blast beginning May 23rd as well. And they're billing it as a dance along that may feature Goofy, Pluto, Chip and Dale, and Clarabelle, along with other beloved pals to bop with. Consider me, it's not seated, but I guess consider me doing the electric slide so long as Goofy is there. Because, and this is so embarrassing, I don't know if I talked about this on the Disney Treasure episode, but there was a moment on the Disney Treasure at night when it was like, Disney Pals Dance Party, and my mom and I went, and it was awesome. It was like Mickey, Minnie, Goofy, I want to say Donald Daisy, but it might have been Pluto, and they were just like on the ship, dancing with everyone, boogieing, getting down. It was so much fun. And I obviously was like, hey, Mickey, hey, Minnie, love your moves. Like, they were really busting a move. But my man Goofy was there, and I wanted to dance with Goofy. And there was this woman who was, like, twirling around with Goofy, having the time of her life. And every time I went to go dance with Goofy, he kind of denied me. He kind of hurt my feelings. And I kept trying to dance with him, and he'd, like, boogie a little and move on. And I just, I really just want to make up for that moment, and I want to dance with Goofy at Disneyland. That is my intention for summer. I'm going to make it happen. I'm not going to say I need this, but on a certain level, I kind of need it. Goofy denied me on Cruise Line, and now I just got to dance with him. So I'm thrilled about this beach party blast in Tomorrowland. And also, I feel like I was just a little negative about my baked potato reference with Pixar Pals Playtime Party. Thrilled that we are going, I mean, they are fully turning the dial up for entertainment when it comes to Disneyland Resort in the coming months. We're going to have parades at both parks. We're going to have like fun shows at both parks. We're gonna have all of this daytime stuff. It's just really, I don't know, it's just exciting. It's gonna feel really alive, and I cannot wait to just hear music and see performers and just have so much happening this summer. Also coming this summer, Rex will make his debut at Pixar Pier on June 1st. And on July 17th, the Walt animatronic will arrive to Disneyland Park. Walt Disney: A Magical Life, again, opens July 17th, Disneyland's birthday. And I think it's really smart that they're waiting on this until July, because a lot of like summer entertainment, fireworks, shows, parades, that's all happening in May. And then for the actual honor, the actual birthday of Disneyland, we've got this special show, which I think is really poignant and fun and wonderful. And if you're interested in coming to Disneyland and seeing all of this stuff, there are also so many summer discounts. And we are going to include a few summer discounts in this episode because, like the news, they're just like, poof, like they appear, there's like an announcement, and then they're gone. And there's so many of them, I cannot keep track of them. Even for this episode, I'm pretty sure I left multiple of them off. There's just so many, and they're overlapping and some aren't. It's a lot. Listen, this is why we have travel agents. MEI Mouse Fan Travel will take care of you. And I emphasize that because I can't take care of myself. I cannot keep track of all these discounts at Disneyland and Disney World. So please reach out to Mouse Fan Travel. They will help you plan. They will help you take advantage of the lowest price possible. And when there are so many deals on the table that, like, when you're booking through the website, it might not pop up depending on your duration of trip or this or that. They're like, talk to a travel agent. I can't stress this enough. And not just because I work with them, because I want you to save money. And them on their end, because they are travel planning geniuses, they can make sure, like, they can look at the numbers, and there's some times where, like, if you stay an extra day, it might be cheaper than having a shorter vacation. Like, it's just, trust me, the deals are like all over the place and they're very confusing, and I just want the best for you. Disneyland has a Disneyland anniversary ticket offer. They have discounts on 3-day tickets and 4-day tickets, May 16th through August 14th. That is a ticket discount in peak summer. Let me repeat that. Ticket discount in peak summer for an event. Inquire, because wow, that's pretty rad. They also have up to 30% off hotel stays. May 16th to September 26th. That must be made by May 15th, which is about a month away. So again, MEI Mouse Fan Travel for all your booking needs. They will help you pinpoint these dates. And as you noticed, the ticket discounts are through August. The hotel stays are through September. But there's also a way to save 20% on hotel stays. Again, there's a lot going on. There's a lot of money that you can save. Just make sure you are saving it. Disneyland 70th also announced new details about Celebration merchandise. There are a bunch of different collections. I honestly, as you know, only care about the retro-inspired stuff. And it seems like they're remaking that yellow iconic Disneyland sweatshirt, which I wear religiously, my vintage one from Disney World. I love that yellow iconic Disney Park sweater. I'm so glad if that is part of the line. They have a lot of nostalgia-leaning stuff that people seem to really be into, even across the different lines. Seems like everyone's stoked about the merchandise, which I'm thrilled about, and I cannot wait to see the full range when all of this happens next month. There is also a new, I guess I'd call it an interactive scavenger hunt. It's called Key to Disneyland. You may have seen that photo of there's like a kid and a mom, and they're like, yeah, we're at Disneyland, and the kid is holding like a glowy key. That is what I'm talking about. Now, I guess for the 70th anniversary, there's going to be different lock stations in each land of Disneyland Park. And if you buy this key, you stick it in the lock station, and then once all nine are unlocked, the key opens up to reveal a commemorative pin. And there's one of nine inside that you can collect in this big old, imagine like a Nerf gun or a super soaker. Like the key looks kind of big. Maybe a small super soaker, but wow, very millennial reference. But it's kind of like, it seems like it's on the large, the kid was holding it, so the kid's smaller. Anyway, it seems like it's maybe a foot and a half long. I am not sure. I've not seen it in person. Alas, this key thing can be used all in one day. You can use it over the course of when you're there. It'll save your progress. You don't have to like spend your whole park day unlocking stuff. And listen, I know people love this type of stuff. I know people love scavenger hunts. And I love the idea that they're embracing a scavenger hunt as part of Disneyland's 70th. I do not participate in scavenger hunts, not my bag, not my vibe, but this one sits a little funny with me because this is a big light up key-shaped thing, and I don't see any other information that they've revealed about the key interacting with shows or entertainment. Like, it seems like it just lights up to light up, like just like lights up when you stick the thing in the lockbox. It just feels like more plastic trash to me. I'm sorry, I don't want to like poo-poo on their fancy interactive key scavenger hunt because I know some people love a scavenger hunt and I don't want to yuck their yum, to say the least. But the fact that this experience is only available during the 70th and the key doesn't seem to have any, like if it interacted with the nighttime shows, no complaints. It still might. It might. I don't know if it just maybe wasn't in the release, if they're not announcing that yet. If it interacts with stuff, then it has serves a purpose, at least during this time period. But a light up key to like take a long walk to get a pin, I don't love it. It feels a little wasteful. It feels environmentally unsound. And if we can't take home small bottles of H2O-esque products because of the environment and yet we're selling big plastic keys, feels a little discordant between the two. Just to say. Very happy about everything else coming to the 70th, but that feels a little questionable. Now, there is other stuff coming to Disney besides this, which is new openings at Downtown Disney. Again, this is why I'm glad that this episode didn't come out until now, because there's so much stuff to talk about. They're opening a Lululemon in part of ESPN Zone. Very curious to see what part of the former building that will be in. Also, like, it's so funny because we all know what Lululemon is. Like, we all know they have them, the Disney collab. Like, we know what everyone knows what a Lululemon is. But it's so funny to read the announcement to be like, this new location will offer guests all their favorite items, like hats and bags and yoga blocks. Like, imagine going to Disneyland and being like, oh my God, I'm going to take home some yoga blocks. Like, I'm so glad. This is my souvenir of choice. It's just, like, really fun. It's Lululemon, like, yeah, we all love Lululemon, but like, I don't know. It's just funny to be like, they're going to sell yoga blocks. I don't know. Maybe I'm alone in this. I'm just like, oh, I can't wait to buy my blocks. Oh, but you know what? If they have a Magic Key discount, then I will be excited to buy my blocks and I take it all back. Nectar Life is one of the other companies that they have announced. And while I have never really stepped foot in a Nectar Life, to be honest, they have, I guess you'd call them like yummy, handcrafted, soapy delights. It seems like their whole branding is like, ooh, so delicious. You'll want to take a bite. Yummy, yummy, yummy. Which a lot of people like for their bath and shower stuff. And this is not me ascribing any judgment on you. Everything there has always, I've walked past it. I've smelled it's wafted out, smells great. The problem for me personally, a Carly exclusive issue, is that I am too stupid to be around fake food. Like, I can't be around bath products that look like food because I will want to eat it. I cannot be trusted. I know other people can, and they know that like something that looks like a slice of pie is a bath bomb and not a slice of pie. For yours truly, it's a fine line. We gotta be careful, because I'll sit there and be like, I want to eat this, and then I want to eat it. I love stuff that smells like baked goods. Remember, was it Philosophy, whatever that brand was, that had like the jars of like, I'm going so like millennial deep memories today. Oh my gosh. But like the jars like key lime pie and like lemon buttercream, all that stuff. I love that shower gel. And this place sounds great. I just am a little dumb. I'm just a little dumb and I don't know if I can shop there. But what's very cool specifically about the one that they are opening at Downtown Disney is that it will be Nectar Life's first location with a customization bar. So you can go and make your own bath soaks and whipped soap. The rendering has a lot of chairs around, and I love an activity on a vacation. I love a souvenir that is customized and fun. You can bring it home and it's something you made special at Downtown Disney. I love this, and I am all for it. But there's a little something hidden in here that we gotta talk about. Nectar Life being announced as part of these new Downtown Disney shops is interesting because Nectar Life is currently located at City Walk at Universal Studios Hollywood. And it is located in that main drag by the many, many, many other stores that are currently being replaced, including next door to the new Insomnia Cookies, which is where the old Boba Tea place used to be. I didn't think they were on the chopping block because they were kind of closer to the other end, but it's possible they are. And again, this nice new footprint, this cool, innovative, first time ever design, expanded in-person offerings and activities at kind of a Southern California location on par with a theme park mall in Universal Studios. It just feels a little like that one might also be a spot to watch at City Walk for something that may be going out, for something new coming in. And last but not least, they also announced Bopo Go, which is a local, I was not familiar with it. I think they have one in Hollywood, but they're mostly in other areas in Southern California. But it is a high quality, authentic boba bubble tea that uses real fruits, vegetables, lactose-free milk, oat milk, cane and brown sugar, and no artificial ingredients. I am thrilled about this. Apparently, they source their tea from Taiwan. Their matcha is ceremonial grade sourced from Japan. This location specifically is inspired by convenience stores in Asia, and they're going to have light bites, imported snacks, and candies. Also, Googling and learning more about this brand, I learned their actual name is not Bopo Go. I don't want to say it out loud because it is a little on the line of things I can say on this podcast, but just Google it. Google Bopo Go and you'll see what the real one is. I have not been there, but reading and learning about this company, I cannot wait for this. Some of the stuff on their regular menu includes spicy popcorn chicken with Thai aioli, Hainan chicken tacos. I pray I'm saying that right. Like Hainanese chicken, which is fantastic. They have a hojicha latte, which I love a hojicha latte. They have premium matcha. They have fun coffees. They have so much good stuff. I am all in on this. And I love that they use real ingredients because a lot of times, you know, you hear me yap about this. Sugar takes me down. And I like to just kind of have like whole ingredients to get through my Disney day so I have enough energy. And this is so exciting to have a fun coffee option, fun tea, a fun caffeinated or non-caffeinated option while you're at the parks is so thrilling to me. Disneyland also shared a sneak peek of Arthur and Sons Steak and Bourbon and Pearl's Roadside Barbecue, which you know I'm going to go to and take a photo. And I just feel like the rendering of Arthur and Sons Steak and Bourbon, it really solidified to me personally. I looked at the images and my gut reaction was, That's what we've been missing. Like, I literally look up the photos of Arthur and Sons Steak and Bourbon, which is coming to Downtown Disney. That is what that area needed. They needed this elegant steakhouse restaurant, and it has been missing in the Disney lineup for so long. With Steakhouse 55 not back yet, and also being so different from this like open, modern, chic restaurant, I'm just so excited about this landing at Disneyland. I really feel like Downtown Disney is really coming together. It is solidifying really, really well. And for a while, it was like, oh, this is open here. Oh, this is open there. Oh, this is open here. It really feels like it's finally gelling into a place that is somewhere you want to go to and somewhere you want to spend time at outside of the parks. I'm very impressed with what they've done with Downtown Disney. They have so many different dining options, which is key for the way people actually visit this theme park resort. They have stuff for conferences, they have stuff for vacationers, and having a ton of restaurants, which are all very, very different, which is what they have now, it's pretty incredible. I mean, look at all of the things we're talking about now and compare this with, listen, I don't want to insult anyone, but like compare everything we're talking about with Black Tap. You know what I mean? It makes some of the older tenants feel a little more dated, and the stuff that they're bringing in feels fresh and good, and I am into it. And speaking of new to Downtown Disney, we're already starting to feel the positive effect of this change, because Disney Storyland Boutique, which took over Wonderground Gallery, is all about having curated cute character collections. That's a great way to phrase that, because it's kind of what it is. They have stuff from Disney Store Japan for the first time. They have those create your own headbands. And if you listen to this podcast, this store should be on your radar, because the stuff that you are probably seeing in your feeds is located here. But all of this change and all of this goodness isn't far off in the future. It is happening right now, because last week, news broke online that they started selling Duffy merchandise in this Disney Storyland boutique. Duffy, Olumel, Cookie Ann, plush, accessories, so much stuff was there, and it sold through so fast, which I am hoping means that there is proof of concept for us to get even more Duffy merch here and possibly within the parks. If you listen to this podcast, if you are into this type of stuff, do not pass go, do not collect $200 without stopping at Disney Storyland Boutique on your Disneyland day. I think that is it for Disneyland news. There was one other thing. The Jonas Brothers are doing the 70th music or something. And Luke Skywalker is at Galaxy's Edge at Disneyland, but for a limited time through, I believe, late May. There is just so much. This is what I mean. Like, we needed a full episode dedicated to this. There is so much. And if you are going to Disneyland anytime in the next 6, 8, 10, 12 months, you have so much to look forward to. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll be talking about all things new and newsworthy over at Walt Disney World. Stick around. We will be right back. Do you miss that feeling of enjoying getting dressed and just feel dread when you stand in your closet these days? Because that's exactly how I feel. There's so much time and money invested in shopping and buying new things and not knowing if they're going to wrinkle immediately or be an absolute waste and you'll never want to wear it again. And I am so happy to have found the solution to all of this. And that is a clothing rental membership from Armoire. Now, I wasn't always a clothing rental girly. I like to mate for life with my wardrobe. But I learned firsthand from Armoire that it is the best way to try out new styles and items in clothing, because in the end, you can buy the clothes that you're renting. And I have! Armoire helped me break out of my style rut and try new silhouettes and shapes that I loved without having to commit thousands to them outright. And really, no matter what you're looking for, Armoire's got it. You can take a quick 5-minute style quiz, choose items from their dynamic personalized closet made just for you, and have it delivered to your door in as little as 2 days. When you're ready for something else, just swap it out for more new-to-you styles. No laundry required. I speak for many of us when I say our lives have changed a lot in the past few years, and I'm looking at a closet full of clothes that are for a former version of me that no longer exists. I've been pretty timid about trying new things and trying new pants and trying on new outfits that I don't really want to buy them. It's too much. But Armoire helped me find A snakeskin skirt, something I never would have purchased, that has really kicked off a whole new wardrobe refresh for me. And I love that I can keep trying new things with no commitment, thanks to them. If you're anything like me, your wardrobe is an extension of who you are. And when it's wrong, it feels off. Armoire can help you break out of a style rut, help you hone in on your personal style, and even make it easier to get dressed in the mornings. They can even help you on your postpartum journey without having to buy a whole new wardrobe in different sizes. All of it. I ride for Armoire because as someone who loves clothes and loves the clothes they own, I needed help and they were there to help me. Again, my snakeskin skirt is so cute. And even though I dress pretty cuckoo bananas, I fell in love with a lime green trench coat and also the perfect basic black sweater, both of which I got on Armoire. So trust me when I say Armoire is for everybody. It's woman founded, it's woman led, and it's beloved by this woman. Right now, you can give Armoire a try and get up to 50% off your first month. That is up to $125 off. Just visit armoire.style/amusing. That is armoire.style, armoire.style/amusing to get up to 50% off your first month and never worry about what to wear again. Try Armoire today.
This weekend, only at Macy's, it's our lowest prices of spring. How low? Diamond rings, pendants, and earrings, only $399, originally $1,500. Ninja blenders, now $89.99. And $395 men's designer suits, only $99.99. So if you're wondering why you should shop Macy's lowest prices sale, well, the name pretty much says it all. It's our lowest prices for one weekend only. Starts tomorrow at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Welcome back. And wasn't that a lot of news? Like, think back of everything we talked about. There was so much stuff that, like, just came and went that might be off your radar, that some that was kind of off of mine. I just kept seeing news like this for Disney and Disneyland and Disney World, which we're about to discuss, just appear like a blip and then bloop, disappear. Blip, bloop, just gone. And I'm so thrilled that we are talking about this now. Now, before we get into all of the news, kind of like at Disneyland that's happening at Disney World, let me alert you, because it is sale season at Disney World. So much so that in my outline for this episode, I called this deals, 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 because it feels a little bit like a used car lot in the best way. Because if you want to go to Disney World this year, this summer, there's really good opportunities to save money while doing it. They're offering 50% off kids tickets this summer, and not just through summer. We're talking September 20th. Disney Halloween typically starts in like mid to late August. So this means you can fully have a fall, like a Labor Day, a fall Disney Halloween trip, and still take advantage of this half off summer ticket deal. There are also so many other discounts. I cannot stress this enough. 3-day three park tickets for $267. Okay. God, that's so cheap. What? Like, oh my God, I need to go back. Okay. Anyway, I'm getting distracted and selfish. There is a free dining offer with a 4-night package. You can save up to 30% on hotels after summer. There is so much going on, and I cannot stress this enough. I can't even keep track of all of it. There are more discounts than this. These are just the ones that I highlighted for this podcast. So please, this is hard to parse through. It would be hard for me to parse through, and this is literally my job. So please talk to your travel agent, reach out to Mousefan Travel. I am recommending this because I want you to save money, and they are experts at being able to do that. Again, it's my job to talk about these parks. There are so many deals. I definitely left stuff out. They're also like, this is one that was buried in stuff. They have that H2O Glow After Hours party that's like select nights between May 23rd and September 13th at Typhoon Lagoon. They have half price kids tickets for that. What? Where? I didn't know that. Again, reach out, Mousefan Travel. I will stop saying that name out loud, even though I can talk about Becky for hours and how much I love her and how grateful I am that she's helping me put together this group trip. However, reach out to them. They are just like travel wizards that charge you $0 and help you plan your trip. We love them. Also, there's so much money to be saved. I don't want you to miss out. Okay, that out of the way, we have so much Disney World stuff to talk about, including that both water parks will be open at Disney World starting May 21st. Now the reason this is a big deal is because, buckle up here, this is the first time this has happened since 2019. The first time in 6 years, over half a decade that both Disney water parks have been open at the same time. What? What is time? What is life? I can't even process that information correctly. But yeah, it's the first time both water parks will be open. From May 21st to September 2nd, they will have both operating. And the reason this is also noteworthy is because, as a reminder, if you stay at a Walt Disney World hotel in 2025, you will get free admission to the water park, to a Disney water park on your check-in day. So this isn't just like, yay, both are open. This is like, yay, you're getting free access to either one of your choosing. Blizzard Beach will be closed May 1st to May 20th to like get ready for summer. And so from May 1st to May 20th, Typhoon Lagoon will be the main one operating. But May 21st to September 2nd, you can go to either one. This is also really smart because I came across a Disney food blog story from a few weeks ago that was like, oh, the water parks be busy. Like, oh, because everyone's getting in for free, it is busy, 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 busy. That said, do we feel like offering access to both water parks for free kind of devalues that water park and sports ticket option? Like, I know you have multiple entries with that, but if people are going to be there for free, it's probably going to be busier than it's ever been. And I personally wouldn't really want to pay for a water park ticket right now if everyone's getting in free. It would make me want to stay at a Disney hotel to get in free the first day. But I think I'm really interested about like the economics and the data. I wish I could find out what the numbers were for people actually buying water park tickets and kind of what that experience is. Oh, to be a Disney cast member who looks at survey responses, would just love that for like 2 hours to parse through and then come back to my regular life. Oh, that would be fantastic. Now, speaking of more things opening back up at Disney World, which is something I love. I love things coming back that were once gone. We need to talk about the biggest news that has happened in the past few weeks, which is that airport luggage delivery service is kind of back. You know how big of a deal this is to me because I complain about it every time I go to Disney World. I often feel so bad on trips with my kid about the things we no longer have. And it is a triad. It is a triad of Disney's Magical Express, RIP, no longer have, of checking bags at the airport and them arriving in your hotel room. Feels like we made it up. Feels like that never happened. But then the last one, checking bags at your hotel. Resort airline check-in has been gone along with those other two for years now. And as of right now, it's kind of back. And I don't want to get too excited. I know it's like they're calling it like a pilot program. And I know it's just a little bit and it's just the first step and it's just certain hotels and it's just certain airlines. But the first taste of the way things used to be is here. And I gotta say it point blank. A lot of people have been talking about Epic Universe is opening at Universal Orlando. What is Disney going to do? Disney doesn't have a huge ride. Disney doesn't have a huge land this year. Disney doesn't have something to counter program for Epic Universe. What's it going to be? I've said that stuff too. I've said that to Bob Chapek's face years ago, off the record in a conversation. And I'm not going to say what he said, so I'm not in trouble. But I can say what I said off the record, I think. I think that's fine. We're just going to go with it. He doesn't work there anymore. I don't know. He runs some like weather company. I think he spends all his time in Key West anyway. All we need to discuss here is that I don't even want to give Disney this. I don't even want to give them this. But if they brought back that triad of Magical Express, if I could check my bag at LAX and see it in my hotel room, if leaving the airport on the last day, I could just bring my bags downstairs, not have to worry about a rental car, not have to worry about schlepping everything back to the airport with me and my entire family. I think that's good enough. And I know it's not an entire new theme park, and I know that I drink the Disney Kool-Aid, and I know that is a blasphemous thing to say, considering how hard every creative person has worked on Epic Universe. But for me personally, while I am so excited to go to Epic, I cannot wait to see some of those rides and attractions and lands they have built. If Disney World gave me the vintage Disney vacation nostalgia of 2018, 2019, I would be equally excited to go to both. And I know that is an obscene thing to say. I can't even believe the words are coming out of my mouth. But if I could check a bag at LAX and it'd be in my room, and if I had Magical Express, and if I could check my bags at the hotel, if I could feel what it was like to have those Walt Disney World Resort Hotel benefits like we used to have, it really, really would change things for me. It really would turn around my entire attitude about staying at a Disney hotel. I would never stray again. And I think that kind of feels like this might be what's happening, is that they're like, let's keep bringing things back and see if that sways people. You don't always have to build something new and gigantic. Just give us what we used to love about staying here, and also a comforter, but you never really had duvets anyway, so that's fine. But just give us what we used to have that used to make staying at Disney World special, and it will feel special again. Now, this program is not as widespread as it used to be. They're calling it Airport Luggage Transfer Program, and it is currently available at 5 Walt Disney World Value Resort hotels, all 5. The All-Star Hotels, Art of Animation, and Pop Century are the only ones as of right now that have this new version of resort airline check-in. They're calling it a one-way pilot program. It is currently only for Value Resort guests, as I said, and it is only for Southwest Airlines flights departing from MCO. I am hoping that that is just the beginning. I'm hoping it's just the beginning, because if they expand to all the hotels, if they expand to all the airlines, oh my God, would this make our lives easier. And it's wild because it's a pilot program. I don't even think they seeded this out on their website. I think they just sent it to certain people who announced it, like the Gustins of the world. But it is in the small print of the guest services section on Disney World's website. It's under guest services. It's airport luggage transfer. If you have any questions, you want to check it out. And to me, I think this is huge. Even though there is other stuff coming to Disney World that I'm hyped about, this is huge. Some of the other stuff coming this summer includes The Little Mermaid, A Musical Adventure, and Disney Villains Unhappily Ever After, both of which are opening on May 27th. For Little Mermaid, they are calling this a fully reimagined show. It'll still have the puppets and props from before, but we'll add digital puppetry. I don't really know what that is. Digital puppetry, jaw-dropping effects, and some new songs, which is cool. Kiss the Girl will be part of it for the first time, and also Daughters of Triton, which I'm kind of stoked about to hear that live. That's the song, you know, like Sebastian's conducting in the film. That's pretty sick. I'm into it. I love that. And this sounds great. The new Little Mermaid show sounds great. But I'm gonna keep it real with you, because I cannot. I'm a woman who just yelled about a new theme park equating to someone taking my luggage for me. So we're gonna be honest across the board. But this show does sound great. But if we are keeping this area of the park intact and bulldozing Muppets Courtyard for a Monsters, Inc. land, this show better be good. That's all I'm going to say. I have faith it will be. I do think it's going to be good. I feel like Disney rarely takes an L on live stage shows. They know how to do live entertainment well. But again, if we are losing Muppets, I want to be impressed. I want to be impressed. Disney Villains Unhappily Ever After is also coming on that same date. And they've announced Cruella de Vil, Captain Hook, and Maleficent kind of as the stars of the shows. My queens, front and center. But other characters are supposedly going to pop in and out. We're going to know more about this when it debuts next month, because the actual like lineup and information of the show is a little bit of a surprise, a little bit to come. But it seems like it's going to be a campy little original show where villains peer into a magic mirror to find out who is the most misunderstood, and it sounds like a good time. The stage design is wild. It's kind of like kooky and interesting. And I feel like this is a bit of a sleeper hit. In my opinion, I think this show is going to be big, especially because of one thing. Not just because they've been talking about how great the stage is and the content and how like people have been working so hard on this. I think this Disney Villains Unhappily Ever After is quietly going to be one of the biggest things at Disney World this year, because it perfectly sets the stage for Villains Land. This is, after all, a permanent new stage show at Disney's Hollywood Studios on the heels of a Villains Land announcement less than a year ago. So this is really the first step forward in the modern presence of villains at Walt Disney World. Blending them together in a show like this with that expansion already announced. Again, this is the first big villains thing since that news broke. So I think it's just going to be a sleeper hit. I just feel like there's no way this show isn't going to be amazing. And it's not slapped together. Even the announcement said a team has been spending nearly 2 years developing the cutting-edge stage design for the show. Not just the storyline, the stage design for all of it, which is set to include thrilling effects for the audience. They're essentially setting up the in-park villain experience in post-pandemic times to set us up for what is to come with a Disney Villains-oriented land. As a reminder, that land, which has no announced date, preparations have already begun, as per Josh at Expo. But that land is supposed to include two major attractions, dining, and shopping on a twisted grand scale. And because we know that, and this show is coming, I just feel really good about it. I feel like it is a good thing, and I hope that it lives up to high expectations, because this is the first entry of villains since that news was announced, so there is kind of a lot riding on this. It's not just a show. There is a lot there. We also got a bunch of news about Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger Spin. They're going to add a new robot named Buddy. They're going to have new vehicles with video monitors and real-time scoring updates. They're going to have new, better blasters. And you'll finally have some idea of where you're shooting instead of the chaos that exists right now. Between that and better targets, it seems like these are all fantastic improvements that people will see when it reopens next year after its closure in August. Disney World also announced a bunch of random, and I'm talking random, family-friendly stuff that totally got buried in the news cycle. There's going to be pop-up kid zones this summer at Storybook Circus and Tomorrowland with Stitch and even Communicore Hall at Epcot. And over at Epcot, Communicore Hall is going to be taken over by Goofy. It's going to become an ultimate game party and play space for kids. And they are finally doing programming to keep us from melting in the heat in Florida. They did not put enough sun coverage in when they redid that area of Epcot, and I'm very glad they're bringing this part indoors. Characters will also be out in the park earlier than normal for Disney Resort hotel guests. As a reminder, if you stay at a Disney World hotel, you get to enter any of the four parks 30 minutes early. And them putting characters out during that time is really great. That's such a fun thing to be able to do before you get early access to rides. They're also doing resort-specific family activities. This bit is so strange to me. I don't know how they decided on these locations. But this summer, guests staying at Art of Animation, Pop Century, Caribbean Beach, and Wilderness Lodge? I thought it would be like Riviera because they're all along the same Skyliner, but no. Our AOA, Pop Century, Caribbean Beach, and Wilderness will have Disney-themed activities designed for families with kids. Maybe those resorts have more of like the booking discounts than other ones. I am not sure. I would love to know how they decided. But anyway, these activities will have character visits with set appearance times to help you through your day and an expanded itinerary of things to do with your family throughout your stay. Cool. Love it. As someone with a small kid, I can't imagine rolling up to Disney World for the first time if you didn't have the extensive knowledge that most of us have. So very into that, very cool, and I support it. Also, don't forget, the new nighttime parade. Disney Starlight Dream the Night Away debuts this summer. We don't have a date. Because we haven't heard anything in like a hot minute, there was some like poster design stuff that was released, but I feel like there should be a behind the scenes video coming any day now. That's just kind of how the cadence of these news rollouts go. So keep your eyes peeled. Disney Starlight is coming. Hope it's cool. Can't wait to see more. And on Monday, they announced new details about Destination D23 in 2025. Now, this is not the Expo in Anaheim. This is the every other year event that they host at Walt Disney World. Tickets go on sale April 14th exclusively for D23 Gold members, and this is the largest Destination D coming to Disney World. It is at the end of August, and they're making it a big ol' multi-day celebration. They're having panels celebrating different topics, different events. And what's really cool and different about this one is that it is at Coronado Springs. Previously, it has been at Disney's Contemporary Resort. And now it's bigger. There's a lot more. It's at Coronado, which feels more like a convention and more like them boosting it towards being its own mini expo. If you want to check that out, look it up. Again, tickets go on sale April 14th. There's a lot of specialized panels, a lot of specialized events. Sounds really fun. And especially if you're into 90s Disney stuff, I'm seeing a lot of that on the itinerary, so be sure to check that out. That, I think, is everything. There is so much news. I'm sure I'm leaving 3, 4, 5 things off the list. But again, check for discounts when you plan your trip. Plan, like, keep this stuff in mind when you're going to the parks if it helps your itinerary. And oh my gosh, there's so much going on that it's just been simmering below the surface. So much going on. Call me at 747-CHURS if you have any questions. Otherwise, have the best summer at Disney Parks, whichever one you choose. And I hope you have a great summer of travels. And I hope you enjoy one of the parks because, oh my God, there's so much going on. There's so much going on. I got to go to a dance party with Goofy indoors at Epcot. Ah!
Thank you. Francesca Drake, and I was given the opportunity to go to a conference in Anaheim, California, but me and my husband had already been planning to take my children to Disney World. They are 5, and they'll be 5 and 7 at the time of the trip. I was wondering what you would recommend, if Disneyland is the way to go or Disney World for their first trip to Disney. Thank you so much.
Hi, Francesca. This is a wonderful question because I'm going to be extremely real with you. I am a Disney World girly. I love what Disney World has to offer. I love the big show. I love the different parks. I love there's so many hotels to choose from. I love how much there is to do at Disney World. It is personally my favorite Disney theme park resort in America. However, let's be practical about it. If you are going to a conference in Anaheim, that's a trip you already have to be paying for. Or better yet, your employer or wherever you work might be paying for you to go. And both of those things mean that kind of financially, it's more cost effective for you to go to Disneyland on this trip because it's a sunken cost. I clawed my way through economics in college. I don't know anything. But if you're already spending the money to go to California, I think just for ease and for convenience, since you're already going, if you want to make one big trip out of it, I think that's probably the best move, just financially and just for convenience factor, since you are now probably going to be going to Anaheim. The only red flag that I see with that is that if you're bringing your family, you're going to this conference, let's say you have 2 to 3 days of work you got to be doing. Will you have enough energy to go to the parks with your family? Does this mean your family will be going to Disneyland without you and you'll kind of end up being left out on your family vacation? If so, then I say stick to Disney World and stick to that plan. Now, Disney World is not a relaxing vacation. It's a lot. But in terms of your kids being 7 and 5, there is plenty for them to do at both Disneyland and Disney World. I think that both offer so much for them. And especially with this episode, which, I mean, this call couldn't have lined up more perfectly. Now that you know all of the special things that are being offered, I think that can probably guide your decision too. Because if this conference is maybe midsummer, late summer, or in 2025, then at Disneyland, there's so much stuff that you can see for a limited time that you can't see otherwise. And when you add parade, nighttime entertainment, and all the rides at Disneyland the kids haven't been on, and just the easy footprint of being able to walk back and forth from your hotel, and the fact that you might have already been going there, I think Disneyland might be most convenient and most easy for you. So long as you get to go on this vacation. I don't want you to be like, I went to Disneyland and like my husband and my kids went to the park for 4 days and I got to spend 3 minutes with them on a ride. So I think Disneyland makes the most sense practically. But if you personally want Disney World, ignore that this call happened and go on vacation. Stick to your conference. Maybe you go to Disneyland alone. Maybe you go at night. You get to hang out, get a little sweet treat at night. And like, I don't know, go to a bar, live your life. And then you can also do Disney World with the whole family. I say play it whichever way works for you. Thank you for calling. I hope that this was helpful. I feel like I'm just telling you to like choose whatever you want, girlfriend. But really, like for your kids, there is so much at both resort. You won't feel like you missed out either way. Those ages specifically, I feel like you can get away with so much. And really, there's just all like every ride is kind of new to them. Even though like the Fantasyland rides, I take my 2-year-old on them. Just going on things for the first time, there's so many of them for a younger kid. So I think you're gonna have a blast either way. But I'm leaning Disneyland for you. I'm leaning Disneyland. Have so much fun either way and let me know what you end up deciding. Let me know. I can't wait to hear. Okay, bye. That's our show. Thank you all so much for listening to this episode of Very Amusing. As you know, you can rate, review, and follow us on Apple Podcasts. You can rate and follow us on Spotify. If you have, I thank you. And if you haven't, why not? Why not just take a few seconds? I mean, you're like, I'm just yapping, you're listening. Why not just pick up your phone, do it real quick? It helps other people learn about the podcast, and I appreciate it so, so much to everyone who has done it and who will do it in the future, in perpetuity. Why not? You can follow me at Carly Wiesel. You can join the FOMALY at facebook.com/group/CarlyWiesel and subscribe to my Instagram at Carly Wiesel, 99 cents a month. Going on trips, gonna be sharing stuff. Is one of them international? Maybe you'll hear more about it first. Just just saying, it's fun over there, it's a great time, and I really, really enjoy doing it. We are also going on a very amusing group trip. I'm tentatively calling it Amusapalooza, and I have been on planning calls, I've been working on things, I'm getting things done, so stay tuned for more details. There will be a lot more concrete information in the coming months, but I'm currently piecing it together, and I am beyond excited. We're going on vacation together. Like, we're going on vacation together. Do you know how exciting that is? Oh my God, I cannot wait. This episode was edited lovingly by Jeff Fox. I should have done that. Oh, I should have done that during Valentine's week. Oh well. Also, Valentine's just like came and went. I was looking forward to it the other day and was like, wait, no, we're at Easter candy. We're not at Valentine's candy. The year is just moving so fast. Thank you so much for listening. See you real soon.
Hey, hon, it's Mom. I just love this episode. But I started thinking, and my most favorite thing to do is taking pictures and videos of you and Pearl, but Pearl especially going to Disney World. There's a reason I have over 40,000 pictures on my phone, but these pictures and videos are my lifeline. I watch them every night before bed. I'm watching Pearl's first of everything, her beautiful blue eyes and her head turning side to side and up and down, capturing every single moment in color and song. It just melts my heart. And I'm so lucky enough that you're my wonderful daughter and you let me hold her on all these rides. I just die from the amount of love I have for this child. So definitely, these are my high highs. The pictures, the videos, they remind me of the experiences and memories I have with you and Pearl, and that is so priceless to me. And usually I meet you at the airport. Most times I see what you're carrying. I'm like, oh my God, look what she's schlepping. You carry so much with you and you are so prepared for anything. I do love that. However, you definitely need someone to go with and help with all this stuff. Another pair of hands is so helpful, tremendously helpful. Pack special toys and bubbles for those special pictures by the castle. We went this last time and Pearl was in her Cinderella dress. We positioned her perfectly early evening by Cinderella's castle, and she would not have it, and she was crying. So I pulled out a Slinky toy, and I put it down on the floor, and then I got bubbles, and I put everything in front of her, and I walked away. And you know what? We got the best pictures. She was smiling and playing, and it was wonderful. I am so lucky and lucky enough that you take me to so many trips and help and mostly to bond. My bonding time with Pearl with these special memories are so priceless to me. When Pearl grows up, she's going to look at these pictures and these videos and she's going to remember being with her grandmother. Those beautiful moments will live in her head forever. Great episode. I'm going to cry. I love you, Carly. I love you, Pearl. I'll see you next week. Bye.